at Greenfield Central High School. First play of the second quarter, and that is a touchdown for Pendleton Heights. We knew as soon as we took a commercial break, they'd be having a short quarter break. But as it stands, on that first play, Christian Conkling follows his blockers. He races in for a touchdown, and they're going to go ahead and go for two. An interesting decision. You talked about the problems trying to get lined up and get everything with a field goal. Now they go ahead and do line up for a field goal. So, or for the point after touchdown, traditionally, that kick is up and it is good.
It was almost blocked.
Yeah, as a low kick, but it was high enough. And Nick Taylor, the sophomore kicker, 17 of 18 on the season, points after touchdown, adds to that. Now he is 18 of 19. And
that's pretty
having
impressive.
Having a very successful season. So, that touchdown aside, and I think that right now, defensively, Greenfield's getting what they want. Offensively, they've just got to hang on to the ball.
Yeah, defensively, I mean, considering how good Pendleton's offense is,
right,
they look pretty well matched up tonight. Offensively, we look fine. It's just those two turnovers. You
right.
know, I think it does have to do with the, you know, wet conditions. Balls. But, you know, you still have to either, if it drops, dive on it,
right,
or just, you know, try to grip it as hard as you can. But I think so far right now, everything is going okay for the Cougars, considering the circumstances.
Right. They're staying in the game, but it's a matter of now they've got to make some plays to open things up. They've been very conservative with the play calling. A lot of running plays. That last one you mentioned, you thought that looked like it was going to be a play action pass, and it's interesting because they had really set up Pendleton Heights for that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because everybody from Pendleton Heights bought the fake, there were two Arabians able to dive on the ball.
Yeah.
So Pendleton Heights will kick off. The kick is fielded at the 12-yard line, across the 20 to the 25 to the 30, and across the 32-yard line. That is Joey Rowland returning it for the Cougars. That means that the Cougars will set up first and 10 from the 32. They trail 7-0 in this one. 11:48 now in the second quarter.
One thing that we forgot to mention on special teams, especially, you know, punting and kicking on like kickoffs.
Right.
Both teams really need to be very cautious about receiving the ball on kickoffs, because with a wet ball, that can easily slip right through your hands, and that can turn a game around like that.
Absolutely. And you know, it's hard to replicate, especially conditions like tonight.
Yeah.
When it looks like the rain's dissipated a little bit.
Yeah. Still wet, though.
Handoff goes jet sweep to McKee's coming across. He's going to be tackled at the 32-yard line. And I'm sorry, that was Jason Gray on the jet sweep. So it'll be second and they give him 2 yards on that forward momentum before he was thrown back. Second and 8 now for Greenfield. Sluniger comes back out to the huddle and barks out the signals.
Just outside the 7. Nice second and 3rd.
Still waiting for the first pass play from Greenfield Central.
Preventing from picking up that first
snap. And Sluniger will take this snap under center. He's got backs and a broken eye. Handoff goes to Johnson. He's going to get across the 32 to the 35, across the 35, and is taken down right at the 37-yard line. So that'll be a pickup of about 4, maybe 5. Sets up 3rd and about 4 for the Cougars. They've got to get the ball all the way to the 41, and they are right now at the 37.
Johnson really exploded out of that last play.
He really, when he makes his cut, you can see
the
acceleration out of that cut is really impressive.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of him. He's a great ball player. I mean, he's a hard-nosed football player, and he plays hard. That's all you can ever ask for.
So we're going to get a timeout, and that timeout called by the Cougars. I think they had a little trouble getting that play call in. number 23, Lance McKee, was coming into the game late, and it just seemed like they were not real sure what was what they wanted to do there. A big third down here, third and five.
Down around the three.
And as we look at 10-16 left in this second quarter, only down 7-0, but you kind of feel like you've got to get a first down just to keep the storm at bay, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, this could be a huge. I know they have about two plays left on this series right here. If they don't get a first down right here, it's going to be huge getting that first down, because if they do get the ball back to the Arabians, I mean, who knows what can happen? You don't want to. I mean, you don't want to make it 14-0.
Right. You definitely, as much as anything, your defense has done so well, and you just don't want to put them under siege anymore, as long as you can avoid it. Flueniger drops back. He is throwing downfield. He has Makia across the 50 and is taken down at the 48-yard line. A great leaping catch. He was interfered with there by Hunter Thompson, the cornerback from the Arabians, but no flag, and it looked like but Thompson practically tackled him, wishes he had, because McKee instead made a leaping catch and gets it across the 50. It'll be first and 10 for the Cougars from the 47.
And we were talking about, you know, when are they going to throw the ball tonight?
Right.
And it came at the perfect time right there.
So Flueniger now has it in a pistol. He hands to Emmett Hauser. Hauser coming across the line of scrimmage is going to get stacked up there. They're going to give him back to the line of scrimmage, but that is all. So Hauser will be replaced by Spencer Johnson, who was out for a very brief moment. Flueniger waiting on the play call as the clock ticks under 9:40 in the second quarter. We talked in pregame about the receiver having the advantage. Obviously, the wet ball can be difficult, but as far as throwing the ball, but the receiver having the advantage, I thought that was what we saw with McKee made a cut and Thompson unable to cover him on that cut.
Yeah, he just... All right, go ahead.
And Flueniger will take snap. He hands to Johnson. Johnson gets across the 45. It's going to be taken down at the 42-yard line. And that will be enough for 5 yards. Sets up third and five. I think that's one thing that is also underrated. If you... The fact that that's a 5-yard gain makes third and five much more manageable than third and 10.
Yeah.
We saw those first couple of weeks, the Cougars were so often, when they were throwing the ball, it was third and 10, third and 15, third and long. Very difficult when the opposing defense can just pin their ears back.
Yeah, they seem to be more in sync this game, which is really good to see for this offense.
Flueniger again hands it to Johnson. Johnson makes the cut, gets across the 40, is to the 36-yard line, and is taken down, but that will be enough for a first down. You just saw him willing the ball against the
he took
defender.
About two defenders with him.
that looks like you see on TV where there's the yellow first down line. It was like he knew exactly what he had to get to.
Yeah, man, so, they're full of energy right now, and I love it.
And first and 10, 37-yard line for the Cougars. And as Flueniger breaks the huddle, he has receivers split, one receiver well to the right, two backs in a broken eye. Again, give this to Hauser. Hauser is going to get met in the backfield this time. Fights to get back to the line of scrimmage and does so. Second and 10. We're also seeing it's looking like a jumbo package for this team. I noticed the player out on the outside was Will Van Dyne, who is a wide receiver, but one of their larger wide receivers, and then they had two tight ends set. For a team that starts as a base package for wide receivers, this is an odd formation, really probably something that Pendleton Heights hasn't scouted for.
Yeah, I think they're just really trying to, you know, punch it up the middle of Pendleton.
Right.
You know, I think Johnson would have been a good running back on that last play.
The handoff goes to McKee. McKee is going to get taken down at the 39. Yard line as he slipped trying to make his cut upfield. The Arabians had that one pretty well strung out. It'll be a loss of three and sets up third and 13 for the Cougars.
He has really struggled on those sweep plays this season. He is statistically the worst running back on the team with negative 11 yards.
And to be fair to Lance, that's not really on him. There was nowhere for him to go. And on his runs, I mean, he's only got four carries so far on the season, including that one. It's basically been the same story. The defense has sniffed it out, and it's kind of open season on him. Slinniger throws. The ball is up over the receiver's head. Receiver does well to tip the ball and knock it over the defensive back's head. That was number 82, Joey Roland, a fellow freshman, and was the intended target, but really not a lot of opportunity there.
Yeah.
Sets up 4th and 14. Again, you're inside the 40-yard line. The Cougars will go for it here. So, Slinniger will take the snap. He's in a pistol. He's got Johnson behind him. Two receivers to the left. That's McKee and Jacob Vance.
Some confusion out there.
Little confusion, and the Cougars are going to go ahead and call timeout here.
Maybe.
As Joey Roland now coming back, I wonder if they expected that he was going to be on the field. He came off after that incomplete pass, and there was some confusion as to what the personnel was supposed to be on that play call. So, Cougars setting up. Big fourth down here. 4th and 14 from the Arabians' 39-yard line. 6:24 left in this first half. The Cougars trail Pendleton Heights 7-0. So, definitely still in it.
Yeah.
But, offense needing to make a big play here to keep this drive going.
Yeah, they're definitely going to need a big passing play right here. They have three receivers to the left, one to the right.
Right. The receiver to the far side, J.P. Fuchs, and then three receivers, as you mentioned, to the left. That's Joey Roland, Jacob Vance, and Lance McKee. Slinniger will look across the middle, and that ball is going to be almost picked off. It actually works out better for the Arabians than it wasn't. As that pass play, I think that was one Slinniger probably had his target in mind even before the snap, because he came and looked at one guy, and whether Vance was going to be open or not, that's where he was throwing the ball across the middle.
Yeah, and that was a really, really low pass, so it may have slipped out of his hand a little bit, but you got to be better on that one.
So instead, it's a turnover on downs, and the Arabians will have a chance, and on 1st and 10, we'll turn into 1st and 5 as Conklin able to draw a Cougars defender across the line of scrimmage. Looked like that might have been, I believe that was Antic trying to sneak across on a blitz and just got a little over anxious. Instead of 1st and 10, it's 1st and 5. Conklin now takes the shotgun snap, hands to Early. Early is going to get taken down at the 45-yard line. He is pulled back as he got across the 45, and then it looked like Scooby-Doo as the arm came out and pulled him back and wrapped him to the ground.
Their run defense for the Cougars is looking very impressive tonight. And we talked about how much they've struggled against the running game this season. They're looking very impressive in this game.
Right. They've held up quite well, that defensive line. 2nd and 5 for the Arabians. And as much as anything, even if the Arabians come down here and are able to, you know, drip, drip, drip on the running game, as Conklin gets enough, he will get to the 50-yard line. That'll be enough for a first down. But if they have an extended drive here, I think Greenfield's willing to live with that. As much as anything, if you're Greenfield tonight, it's don't allow the big plays.
Yeah.
You know, play the game, make them earn every yard they get.
Yeah. And, I mean, they've had really one big play, and it was a pass play to Pankle. Other than that, it's just been a few, you know, grinding up the field with some running plays.
So two receivers split to each side. Cooper jumps and is not able to get back. He was, that was number 17 for the Cougars, Dalton Pebworth, the guilty party at left defensive end. He jumped, thought he could come back, but before he did so, he was flagged.
He was praying nobody saw him
right. It's one of those things, as he was trying to get back was actually what probably drew the attention as much as anything. So, 1st and 5 again. Now, the handoff goes to Early. Early is going to get met in the backfield, fights his way across the line of scrimmage, maybe picks up two or three. And Cam Early is looking back. He's had a tough game. There's really no big runs for him tonight.
Nah, I mean, for the season, what was it? He's averaging about 7.8 yards per game, and tonight he's probably getting two or three per rush. Yeah,
if that. He's been met in the backfield more than once. So second and two for the Arabians. He did a nice job picking up three there. Hand off again to Early. He now finds some running room. He is across the 30 to the 25. He is met at the 25-yard line, though, and taken down for a big tackle, but a good 16-yard run by Early. He finally found some daylight.
Yeah, there's that 7.8 right. yards per game right there
yards
per rush.
Carry, yeah. So, Arabians on the move. 4:20 left in this first half. Conkling in the shotgun again with a hard count, and again he's going to get the Cougars to jump.
That's three times this drive.
Three times this drive. It has started first and five for the Arabians, and that makes life a lot easier defensively, or offensively, I should say, for sure.
Yeah, I mean they're getting closer on those three penalties. They've probably gotten closer to the end zone than doing their own plays.
Right. Well, it opens the playbook up, if nothing else. First and five, there's a lot of things you can run.
Yeah.
As we go under 4 minutes now, we saw the Arabians short-circuited one drive on their offensive end. Early again met pretty much at the line of scrimmage, but does pick up two, maybe three. So that'll set up. Again, this is where it really hurts you, because defensively you feel like, okay, well, we did our job. But instead of it being second and seven, second and eight, it's second and two for the Arabians.
Yeah, and that's when, players need to take accountability for, jumping off sides like that. If, if I'm a defensive lineman with one of those guys, I'm getting in their face like, come on, get together. Like, we can't be doing this if we want to win.
Absolutely. Well, second and three from the 16. Conkling again in a shotgun. Again, almost got a Cougar to jump, but instead they call the play, gets up across the 15 to the 13-yard line, now to the 12, and that will be enough for a first down. Again, a good defensive stop. Kind of feel like a broken record on this drive. Good defensive stop, but even with that, it's enough for a first down. When you give five free ones every series, it makes life a lot easier on the offense. First and 10 from the 11, so the Arabians now can get a first down before getting into the end zone. Just barely. Handoff again goes to Early. Early makes a cut. He's going to get across the two into the one, and that is a touchdown. Nice run there by Early as he was able to navigate his way through the hole on the left side. 2:45 left, and that will put the Arabians up by two scores. 13-0. The point after touchdown is pending here for Pendleton Heights.
That's only his third touchdown of the season, which I think is very surprising considering, how many carries and yards he has and his average.
Well, I think a lot of that is that once you get to the red zone, that's where Pankle has been so dangerous. Having a big, tall receiver, the kick is up, and that one much higher and as accurate goes through the goalpost. So Nick Taylor's extra point is good, and that puts the Arabians up 14-0. But to your point, I think you're seeing the Arabians' offense so often this season has been early, from the 20s to the 20s, and then they get in the red zone. And we did see Christian Conkling has four touchdowns as well. So obviously once they get inside the 10 and the 5-yard line, he becomes a much bigger option as well. We've seen him call his own name number a couple of times tonight. So the Arabians will kick off this kickoff from the 40-yard line, and every kickoff brought to you by 40 Financial. It's about you and your future at 40 Financial. And the Arabians kicking off. Looks like it's Jacob Vance and Lance McKee back for the Cougars as they will try to make a big play in the kick return game. 2:45 left in this first half. And that might change the calculus for this Cougar squad who've been been fairly conservative with the play calling so far tonight. See if maybe that opens the playbook up a little bit. Now the kick is in the air. It will be fielded by Vance at the 10. He is to the 15, to the 20. Looks for a blocker, doesn't find one. He is going to get taken down at the 20-yard line, and a great coverage on the kickoff there by Anakin Allison. Allison is, we mentioned, not a lot of starters for the Arabians. Allison is sort of their do-everything player. He's the wide receiver and the punter on offense and defensive back. He also playing a role in kick coverage there, makes a nice tackle for Pendleton Heights.
Yeah, that was a great kick by Pendleton. For Vance, he should have been running, towards the other end to the end zone. Instead, he'd run side to side.
Right. You got to go north and south eventually. So, Slinniger will take the hand off to Johnson. He makes a cut, is across the 25 into the 26-yard line, spins his way down, and is finally taken down at the 28-yard line. A solid 8-yard gain for Spencer Johnson on first down. And again, you see it every time he's won. I think the consistency from him is remarkable, but you just see the ability to gain that one or two extra yards at the end of a run. It's really nice to see some good awareness for a freshman running back.
Yeah, it's just because he puts his head down, he goes hard and he keeps his legs turning.
Broken eye again. Johnson will take the ball at the 25. He's across the 30 to the 32-yard line and almost able to break out, but he is tripped up from behind. Does get enough for a first down as we go under 2 minutes left. The Cougars, a little pep to their step as they set up first and 10 at the 33.
This drive, they really need to score. I know it's only 0-14, and it's been a good game for the Cougars, but they really need to score because then they will get the ball back at halftime.
Right, it's a big possession for Greenfield Central. Handoff goes to Johnson. Johnson across the line of scrimmage, maybe picks up two, sets up second and 8, and that'll be a timeout called by Pendleton Heights. An interesting play call. We had mentioned the time factor of this. It kind of worked against Greenfield Central. They've used a couple of timeouts already, but if they can make a first down or two here, get the ball across midfield, and maybe get into a more into a situation where they can score, Pendleton Heights' use of timeouts at the end of this half might work against the Arabians.
Yeah, they just need to keep driving right now. And the one thing that's different from high school and college and pros is they don't get a 2-minute warning.
Right. So, that is. But on the flip side, the clock does stop after first down, so it does keep the running game as an option. The clock stops momentarily, at least while the chains reset. It depends on how you feel about a no huddle offense as to how quickly you can take advantage of that.
Yeah. But Greenfield's definitely, this ball game is really going to their pace tonight and their advantage. It's a slow tempo game tonight. Eventually, they get a few big plays here and there, but it's just a slow-paced game, and that's what they want right now.
Right. We had talked coming into the game about the depth that the Arabians have, and that will be a legal shift or a false start against the Cougars, so that will set them back 5 yards. But we had talked about the depth issues. Pendleton Heights does a really good job of really not a lot of guys go both ways for them.
Yeah.
And especially on their lines. That's what really knocks me out is when you've got enough depth that you can have a different starting defensive line and a different starting offensive line, that really gives you a big advantage. I think Greenfield, we've seen them do a good job tonight of subbing out guys who have needed a break and developing that depth. But I think you're right. This slower pace has enabled them to keep from tiring themselves out too much. Officials again called timeout, and that will actually be a timeout by Greenfield Central. That is their last timeout of the half.
I don't know what they're not liking tonight, but they've called all their timeouts.
Well, I think that to a large degree, this comes out to, and it's not a, unfortunately for the Cougars, it's not really a new situation because Coach Sherman has been out the last last few weeks, at least from the sideline. But tonight, not even being up in the booth.
Yeah.
You know, just a new situation. Coach Spear, Stephen Spear, has been the one responsible for the calling plays from the sideline, and that's a process. You've got to be able to get that done. So second and 14. I think what this shows, Greenfield's going to be fairly conservative here, though. They may be content to, especially if they can get a first down here, they may, as much as anything, they just don't want to turn the ball back to Pendleton Heights with too much time left. So Slinger Girl take the snap, hands to Johnson. Johnson breaks the tackle and is across the 30, but will get no further. And the clock stops again. Pendleton Heights right on top of things. They call timeout. So third and 12 for the Cougars.
They really want that ball back.
Well, they're going to get the ball back. I think some of this
Someone's
is just going to come down to that looks like that's Emmett Hauser holding his arm, his left forearm.
That's a big loss right there. I don't know.
He looks like he's in
a lot of pain.
Good deal of pain. A couple of trainers assisting him over. As we look, a minute 21 left. Now Pendleton Heights has one timeout left. What would your play call be here? Because if you throw the ball, the clock stops if it's an incomplete pass. But if you run the ball, obviously a 13-yard run, difficult to pick up that right now, you'd have to imagine.
Maybe that's a good question because, you know, you got like 12, 13 yards, get a first down. Like you said, a run's probably not going to do that unless there's an explosive run. I probably am going to throw it, and it looks like that's what they might do with three receivers to his left.
And correction, that was Spencer Johnson actually helped to the sideline. He is going straight to the locker room. Slinger he's looking deep. The ball is dropped by the Arabians defender. He had a couple of receivers down there, but well covered by Pendleton Heights, and that was Hunter Thompson dropping an easy interception, and had he caught that, he would have had a whole lot of green grass in front of him.
Man, that was in the air forever too.
Slinger
threw that high. That should have really been intercepted, and I know that Pendleton player is going to regret not intercepting that play.
So Emmett Hauser back to punt for the Cougars. This was actually one of the things that I was curious about because I have not seen Turk Fatelli down on the sideline, and the kick is barely gotten off. It does almost get blocked. He gets it across to the 45 to the 40-yard line. It skips down to that point. Actually, it looked like it may have been tipped at the line, but good job by Hauser getting that ball away.
Yeah,
considering all the same, 104 left now in the first half, and the Arabians will take it first and 10 at their 42-yard line.
Considering that should have really been a block punt right there,
right,
and that they were all in his face, he got that pretty far.
Absolutely.
Considering where the circumstances that happened.
He punted it from the 20-yard line, so 35 yards further than probably had any right to expect that they would have gotten it. Conkling takes a shotgun snap. He is going to look downfield. He is going to be chased. Now he finds his receiver at the 48-yard line, gets across the 50, and
first down.
First down for the Arabians. Cougars seem content to give that one up, but we'll see how many more short passes they allow, because now the Arabians into Cougar territory at the 45-yard line, first and 10, 51 seconds left. Conkling takes the shotgun snap. He is going to get hit, but he throws. The ball is caught by Eli Bankel in the middle of three Cougar defenders. Really nothing they could do. They look to the sideline like, what do you want? There's as Bankel, I'm not sure how he got that.
I'm not sure how a Greenfield defender didn't intercept it or tip it away. I mean, I was in the air for a good amount of time, and you have two guys right there covering Bankel, and it looked like, you know, he could have, I don't know. I don't know how he caught that. That should have been an incomplete pass or an interception. No way he should have caught that.
Pendleton Heights will take their last time out of the half as they have it first and 10 at the 15-yard line. 41 seconds left in this half, and be a big stop if Greenfield Central can get the stop here.
But yeah.
I think that'd be a big momentum swing.
Yeah, I mean, going into halftime, if they do stop them, down 7 points right now, that'd be right. huge. Even if it is 14-0 at halftime,
yeah,
still a great half for the Cougars.
You take that. I think the difference that you'd feel emotionally between 14 and 21 would be pretty big here.
Yeah.
In either case, Greenfield Central will have the ball coming out of the half at, mm-hmm. in the second half. So certainly an opportunity for Greenfield, but they've got to feel much better if they can get a big play here defensively and get a stop. So the Arabians will have it first and 10 at the 15. Conklin out of timeouts. He's got Early to his left, a receiver to his right, two to the left. He drops back. He is looking across the middle, and that is Anakin Allison with a touchdown catch for the Arabians. A nice catch, pitch and catch there by the Arabians as they go to the air three times on that drive, all three successful, and it ends up with a Pendleton Heights touchdown. 20-0 the score. We're pending the extra point here. As they get lined up, they do the spread point after touchdown to see if the 2-point opportunity is there, if it's uncovered, and it looks like we're going to get a offsides on the Cougars. I think that was Gavin Rose trying to come across and get the point after blocked. As he tried to time that snap count and was just beat too early, and looked like he almost had a shot at that.
Yeah, no one was coming off to block him. Either.
No, obviously it helps when you get the extra step. But 36.4 seconds left in the half. Cougars now trail 20-0. And
got to pick up this first down because
kicker for the Arabians, Nick Taylor, puts the boot to the ball, left-footed kicker, and puts it up, and it is good. So 21-0, Pendleton Heights with the score. That was a pretty impressive drive by Pendleton Heights.
Yeah,
we talked about the fact they don't pass the ball a whole lot, but when they do, they're awfully efficient at it.
Yeah, it's very effective when they pass, and I mean, it's pretty easy to pass like that when you have a D1 athlete right. receiver out there. But even their other receivers are playing very well.
Anakin Allison's had a heck of a game so far tonight. Has looked very good. The pass to Pankow, which was the big play on that drive, about a 30-yard pass play. I'm with you that I think it was almost like the Cougars didn't know where the ball was going to come down.
Yeah.
And Pankow was just right under the ball where it mm-hmm. came down. Credit to Pankow, but also credit to Conklin putting the ball right on a dime.
Yeah, like I said, I just don't know if you're a Cougar defender right there, one of those two. I don't know how you don't, defend that ball better. You have two guys on them, and it was in a tight spot too. I don't see how you don't intercept that or tip that away. And on that touchdown right there, you could see that coming from a mile away. I mean,
Allison, right?
Allison, he cut in the middle, and no one was there. I mean, he was essentially wide open.
So the kick will drop at the 30. Fielded by Pankow. A great job as the Cougars Cougars receiver a little hesitant going up to the ball, and instead Pankow able to dive on it. That'll be first and 10 for the Arabians at the 30. We'll see the officials signaling here, and they say it is a first down, Pendleton Heights. So a big play on special teams from Pendleton Heights, having a chance to really break this game open. 35 seconds left. They don't have any timeouts, but two receivers to the left, two to the right. Conklin takes the shotgun snap. Again, drops back. He is looking. He looks deep down the field. He's got a receiver in the end zone, and they are saying incomplete.
Oh.
He made a diving effort. That was Anakin Allison. Would have been a second touchdown. A great effort by Allison, but unable able to come down with
it. I thought he had it.
He is still lobbying with the official, and to no avail.
Man.
If we had an instant replay system, the Arabians might be in business, but...
Wow, that was a great effort right there.
So instead, it's 2nd and 10, ball on the 30 for the Arabians. They've got it looking for another score, up 21-0. Three receivers to the left this time. So one receiver to the right is Eli Pankel. Conkling looking downfield. He's looking left. There's a flag on the play. That's going to be for a hold. The ball is almost picked off as Evan McLaughlin stepped in front of the receiver that time. It was, again, intended for Allison, but McLaughlin knocks the ball down. There's going to be a holding penalty on this one. I'm almost 100% sure. And we will see. They say holding on the offense. And I assume Greenfield Central at this point will just go ahead and move the Arabians back. Only 20 seconds left in the half. As much as anything, it's the yardage that matters to Greenfield Central. So with that, the ball will go back to the 44-yard line.
Man.
It ends up being essentially a 15-yard penalty. They move it back from the spot of the penalty. This is another rule that's different than you see in college or the pros, where the holding penalties are always essentially a 10-yard penalty. Here it's a 15-yard penalty almost because it happened 4 yards in the backfield. So Conkling will look to the left. He has his receiver, and the ball is on the ground, and the Cougars are going to dive on it. And that will be a turnover for the Cougars. So they get their big play. 11 seconds left in the first half. Probably not a lot they can do with that, but we will see what Greenfield Central does. As much as anything, it keeps Pendleton Heights from advancing offensively. An easy little pitch and catch there. Pankel trying to make a big play. He cut one way. The ball cut the other, unfortunately, on him. And with that, Greenfield Central gets one of those turnovers back.
If you're Greenfield, are you going to try to throw one deep or just...
I'm not sure what... They don't look like they're going to take a knee.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it's a run up the middle here. And that is the play call. We see a little extracurriculars from some of the linemen around the play there as the clock runs out. And the teams will head to their locker room. Right now, Greenfield Central trailing Pendleton Heights 21-0. A solid first half effort, but in the end, you're still seeing the same short end of the scoreboard for the Cougars.